Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Welcome to Spark London.
We tell true stories.
We tell them live. And we tell them all across London.
This story was told by Elna Baker.
In June 2015.
When the theme was head/heart.
So I grew up Mormon. And for Mormons, sex before marriage is the second most serious sin next to murder. Like, murder, a terrible thing, like sex, as it turns out, kind of awesome, guys. Growing up Mormon, they need to teach you not to have sex before marriage, but they can't use any of the real terms like masturbation or sex. So instead, they use object lessons. And my favorite, I walked into Young Women's, which you would go to at age 12 or 13, and they had written chastity in bold letters on the wall. And we sat down, and the teacher came out with a tray of cookies, which she slammed on the table and was like, "Does anyone want a cookie?" And then upon closer inspection, the cookies were all broken and sprinkled with dirt. And we were like, "No." And she nodded her head and was like, "That's right. No one wants a dirty, half-eaten cookie." That's how I learned not to have sex, guys. But the funny thing is, like, what I realize now is, like, late at night when you've been drinking, those cookies don't look that bad. But I think the most poignant lesson happened. We had a teacher who was 30 and Mormon and single and still a virgin and sort of waiting for this Mormon man of her dreams. And so we sat down in class and she gave us all these really big, juicy, large size oranges. And then she brought out what looked like a tiny dried up brown lime. And then she was like, "When I was your age, my teacher gave me an orange to exemplify my chastity and my virginity. And I've held on to it for all these years." And I just remember, like, the sadness of looking up. There's like a dried uterus that she was holding. So fast forward, I'm 28 at the time. I was 28, living in New York, still a virgin, still a Mormon, and still holding on to this thing I had been taught. And at the time, I'd written a book, and it came out. It was about being Mormon in New York. And I had done all this publicity for it, and I was used to sort of the standard publicity interviews when Time Out New York called, and they were like, "So, what's your ideal date?" And I was like, "I don't know." And they're like, "What are you looking for in a man?" And they asked all these like very specific questions. And finally, I was like, "I am sorry. What does this have to do with my book?" And they're like, "Oh, this isn't a review of your book." And I was like, "Well, what is it?" And they're like, "Oh, we're interviewing you for our fetish finders section, which is a section in Time Out where if you have a specific fetish, they set up like a profile of you. And at the end, it's like, if you want to date this so-and-so, email them at Tony Personals." And I was like, "What fetish am I?" They're like, "You're the virgin. We've been looking for a virgin in New York for 5 years." And they're like, "You're going to get thousands of emails." And I was like, "Oh my God, this is so..." I'd already taken pictures with that. I was like, "I can't do this. This is so mortifying." But I couldn't back out of it. And so this, you can Google it. It's I'm the virgin fetish in Time Out New York. And, you know, they set up like an email account where I could check these emails. And I was like, "Well, you know, I didn't even want to do this. I feel bad. I don't want to email these people back." But of course, like a month later, I was like... Like, how many thousands of people emailed me? So I checked the email address, and in an entire month, I got 11 emails. That's how many men in New York wanted. For context, 12 people have walked on the moon, guys. And the first email was not from a man, it was from a woman, and it said Nicole B, and I clicked on it, and it was like, "Hey, it's your mom's friend, Nicole. I saw you in Time Out." And you know, being 28 and a virgin, I saw myself in this article from what I felt like inside, which is like, I had turned down all these relationships. I had given up all these things for this like principle I was holding on to. And I felt like there was this person inside of me that was just like knocking, like begging, like, just let me out. Let me be sexual. Let me be something that I've never been. I'm 28. And so I decided to try to lose my virginity. And I wanted to do it not like with a stranger, because I felt like I would feel bad and then that would mean religion was true. So I was like, I want it to be with a guy who knows I'm a virgin, is okay with it, and who won't hurt me. I started dating a guy, and you know, we were like fooling around, and we dated for about 2 months. And I had thought like I would build it up, like, you know, a white beds, you know, like flat, all that shit you see in movies, like losing your virginity. And instead, one night we were fooling around and we had sex. And it was a lot like just fooling around. Like, it wasn't that different, but it is different. Like, you do feel like you, like, something happens with you and, you know, something happens, guys. And of course, like, the next morning I woke up, like, the Mormon in me woke up, like, I killed a person. I committed murder. We didn't use birth control. So I was like, shit, I have to buy plan B, which is like literally this was plan B of my life. So I went on a walk and I passed a newsstand. And one of the interviews I had done 2 months earlier, they'd saved for Valentine's Day. And it came out on the cover of a magazine. And it's a drawing, an artist rendering of me in my underwear, but with a heavy chastity metal belt. And it said, "Elna Baker, the only living virgin in New York." And I just started crying. And I was like, no, not anymore. And you know, as sad as buying Plan B while holding a copy of a magazine with me as a virgin on it was, I don't regret it, because I think that I held on to that decision for so many reasons besides what I wanted. And what I learned from like getting to catch up on having a lot of sex is that that's something that I get to do and learn about me through. And I like that. Thank you.
Spark is going to the Edinburgh Fringe Festival. Join us for 7 nights of true stories from the 23rd to the 29th of August at the Cowgate Head, venue 32. And to be in with a chance of winning free tickets, don't forget to fill in our listener survey. That's at sparklondon.com/survey.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.